我们和弟兄姊妹读几处圣经。
Let us read a few passages together.
我们加了两处啊。
There's two extra from what's on your program sheets.
我们读启示录第七章。
Seven, chapter seven.
九节到十二。
Verse 9-12.After these things, I looked and behold a great multitude, which no one could count from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders,and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
十四章十三节到十四节
Chapter 14, verse 13 and 14.
十三到十四
And I heard a voice from heaven saying, Write, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud was one like a son of man, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand.
十五章二到四节
Chapter 15, verses 2-4.And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had come off victorious from the beast and from his image and from the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of God. And they sang the song of Moses, the bondservant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, O Lord God the Almighty. Righteous and true are thy ways, thou King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify thy name?For thou alone art holy, for all the nations will come and worship before thee, for thy righteous acts have been revealed.
十七章十四到十五节
And then, chapter 17, verses 14-15. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful.And he said to me, The waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues.
十九章七到九节
And finally, chapter 19, verses 7-9. Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready, and was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean.For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God.
好，我们现在要知道启示录是圣经最后的一本书。
And the first thing we need to know is that Revelations is the last book in the Bible.
很多人很怕读启示录
And a lot of people are afraid to read this book of Revelations.
找不到它的头绪来
And they don't know the entry point.
启示录只讲三件事
The book of Revelations only speaks of three things.
第一件事耶稣基督的启示
First, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
启示录里面说了九次耶稣基督的启示
And there are nine times when the Revelations mentions the revelation of Jesus Christ.
每一次说到耶稣基督的启示
And every time it refers to the revelation of Jesus Christ.
后面带进一段事情来
There is an application that follows.
到了第九次
And the ninth time.
所有神的计划完成了
All of the will of God has been accomplished.
神的话也结束了。
And the words of God have concluded.
所以启示录第一件事情讲耶稣基督的启示。
And so the first thing Revelations is talking about is the revelation of Jesus
Christ. 第二件事讲得胜者。
Secondly, it is the overcomers, the victors.
他一直呼召得胜者。
He constantly calls for the victors.
第三件事讲将来必成的事。
And the third thing it talks about is the things which must come to pass.
这是启示录的题目。
And these are the themes of the book of the Revelations.
启示录有个特点。
And a special focal point of Revelation.
他讲主 再来之后的事。
It speaks of the things that will come after the Lord's return.
如再来之后是怎样的一个光景？
And after the Lord returns, what is the situation?
你讲到教会的荣耀之后怎样的光景？
It also tells us what will happen after the church is glorified.
这个其他的书信没有的。
And this is something that other epistles and books in the Bible do not have.
我们知道了这几个特点，就容易读启示录。
And once we know that these are the themes of the revelations, it's easy to read.
好，一直讲主再来之后。
It keeps speaking of what is going to happen after the Lord returns.
那光景是怎样的光景？
What is the condition?
在第九章的里面。
And in chapter 9,
他说到神的蒙恩的人围第七章，对不起，围绕着羔羊宝座。
And in chapter 7, actually, it talks about the great multitude, those who are saved that are surrounding the throne.
人数数不过来。
It is innumerable.
所以一开始我还要给弟兄姊妹讲清楚一件事。
And so, right off the bat, I want to clarify one thing.
谁是得胜者？
Who are these overcomers?
得胜者不是指这帮非常特别的人。
It is not a special person.
得胜者也不是光指着属灵的伟人。
And it is not the spiritual giants that we see.
如果属灵伟人是得胜者。
If it were them.
那人数太少了。
Then it would only be a few people.
但是启示录记载。
But the revelations records.
这是这围绕羔羊宝座。
That the overcomers surrounded the throne.
人数多得数不过来。
And it was an innumerable multitude.
所以得胜者不是一般非常特别的人。
And so it is not a special people.
一个正常的基督徒。
It is just the normal Christian.
就是一个得胜者。
That is the overcomer.
问题是不正常的人太多了。
The only problem is the abnormal. There are so many who are abnormal.
我们真的正常基督徒不多。
There are so few Christians that are the normal Christian.
所以我们都要做个正常的基督徒。
And so we should strive to be the normal Christian.
他就得胜了。
Then you will overcome.
主把得胜的门槛不是放得很高。
And the threshold for overcoming is not high.
高得我们跨不过去的。
It is not so high that you cannot step over it.
这个得胜的门槛是每一个人都跨得过去的。
It's something that everyone can step over.
所以主一直呼召得胜者。
And so the Lord is continually calling for the overcomers.
我的老师 Watchman Nee.
And my teacher, Watchman Nee.
他写了一本书叫做 Normal Christian Life.
He wrote a book called The Normal Christian Life.
这本书讲的就是得胜者。
These are the overcomers.
正常基督徒生活。
A normal Christian life.
我们就是一个得胜者。
If you just live that, you will be the overcomer.
所以盼望今天弟兄姊妹们了解了。
And so I hope today that brothers and sisters,
大家都渴慕做个得胜者。
And that you would also, all of us would desire to be that overcomer.
做个正常的基督徒。
And desire to be a normal Christian.
做个正常基督徒。
A normal Christian.
我们已经列入得胜者的行列了。
And then you will be that overcomer.
所以一直呼召得胜者。
And so he is continually calling.
到了第七章看见蒙恩群众围绕着羔羊的宝座。
And then in chapter 7, when we see those who are saved around, surrounding the throne,
赞美神。
And they are praising the Lord.
人数没有人能够数得过来。
And no one can count how many people there are here.
真是一个大会的啊。
Then it is a great meeting.
到那些各国、各方、各民、各族都在一起了。
From every nation, tribe, and tongue.
那教会里面也没有种族、国家的分别了。
And there is no separation between the ethnicities.
只有蒙恩的人和不蒙恩的两种分别了。
There's only two categories: saved, not saved.
蒙恩的人围绕羔羊宝座。
And the saved are surrounding the throne.
他们都赞美神。
And they are all praising the Lord.
救恩、荣耀归于做宝座的羔羊。
And salvation and glory be to him who is upon the throne.
他们怎样把人呢？
And what kind of people are these people?
都身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
And they were clothed with fine white linen and they had palm branches in their hands.
身穿白衣。
And the fine white linen.
说到他们是一般被羔羊的血洁净的子民。
These are those who are washed by the blood of the Lamb.
他们的衣服被羔羊的血洗白净了。
And their clothes were washed by the blood of the Lamb.
我们都是 羔羊宝血买来的子民。
And we are those who have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb.
也是主宝血洗净的子民。
And we are those who are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
这是我们和外邦人很大的分别。
This is a great difference from us and the non-believers.
第二件手拿棕树枝
And then they were holding palm branches.
他们是复活的子民
And they are the resurrected people.
棕树在圣经里面就预表复活
And the palm branch, it represents a resurrection in the Bible.
我们在加州棕树特别多
We have a lot of palm trees here in California.
能够在生长在非常干旱的地方
And a palm tree can,grow in a very dry place.
到了冬天，别的树的颜色都变黄了。
In the winter, when all other trees have yellowed,
棕树一直保持青绿的颜色。
The palm tree is still green.
就是很少水的地方，它们一直能够生长。
And even when there is a place where there is very little water, it grows.
棕树代表复活。
And so that palm tree, it is resurrection.
手拿的棕树枝。
And they are holding these palm branches in their hands.
他们是复活的子民。
They are the people of resurrection.
都围绕羔羊宝座。
And they are surrounding the throne.
其实我们今天这个世界上的人不一样，对不对？
And even today,We are different from the people of this world, no?
刚才我们唱的诗歌，我宁愿要耶稣。
And the hymn we just sang, I'd rather have Jesus.
我就讲一个这个故事的那个诗歌的故事给你们听。
And let me tell you the story behind this hymn.
这首诗歌是美国人写的。
It was written by an American.
很少诗歌好诗歌美国人写的。
The minority of hymns are written by Americans.
这是美国人写的诗歌。
But this one was written by an American.
有一天，他。到英国女王面前去唱这首诗歌。
And one day he sang this song before the Queen of England.
他是个声乐家。
He was a musician.
他先唱几首英国人写的诗歌。
He first performed a few hymns written by the British.
尊敬女王。
And in order to respect the Queen.
然后他也唱首美国人的诗歌。
And then he wanted to sing a hymn that represented the Americans.
他唱过上面的几句。
And he sang a few verses.
他停下来了。
And he stopped.
下面说你胜过做君王。
And the following it says, I'd rather have Jesus than to be the king of a vast domain.
统治万方。
Than to be the king of a vast domain.
却被罪恶所捆绑。
Or be bound in sin's dread sway.
我宁愿要耶稣。
I'd rather have Jesus.
他停下来了。
And he stopped.
他说女王陛下你是不是基督徒？
And then he said, excuse me, queen, are you a Christian?
那个女王说我是基督徒。
And the queen said, I am.
我丈夫也是基督徒。
As is my husband.
他就唱。
And so he sang.
胜过做君王。
Than to be the king of a vast domain.
你虽然统治万方。
Or be held in sin's dread sway.
却仍被罪恶所捆绑。
Even though you are the king or the queen, you are bound by sin.
我宁愿要耶稣。
I would rather have Jesus.
那个女皇的丈夫啊。
And the husband of the queen.
大声回应，我也宁愿要耶稣。
And he responded loudly, I would rather have Jesus too.
因为做女皇的丈夫，你味道不太好。
It's hard to be the husband of the queen.
宁愿要耶稣。
He would rather have Jesus.
我们神的儿女无论做什么都宁愿要耶稣啊
Children of God, whatever we do, we would rather have Jesus.
我们是宝血洗净的子民
We have been washed by the blood of the Lamb.
我们是复活的子民
We are the risen people.
到了十四章说在主里面而死的人有福了
And in chapter 14, as we come to it, it says, those who have died in the Lord are blessed.
他卸掉自己的劳苦
They have laid aside, they have rested from their labors.
这丰的果效也随着他们
And the work of the product of their labors follows them.
给我们何等大的一个鼓励啊
What a great encouragement!
只要人类不了摆着死亡
And as long as death is the conclusion of humans,
人生永远是个悲剧
A life will always be a tragedy.
你无论你成功多少
No matter how successful you are,
你无论你得到多少
No matter how much you have gained,
得到多少的财富
No matter how much wealth you have,
得到多少的美名
No matter how much fame you
have, 不了是死亡
As long as it ends in death,
一切都虚空了
All is vanity.
这是人生的大的悲剧
And this is the travesty of life.
神的儿女不同
But it is different for children of God.
我这里说，那主里而死的人有福了
But here it says, those who have died in the Lord are blessed.
死在耶稣 何等有福。
How blessed it is to die in the Lord.
我们对死亡的看法。
Our perspective on death.
这是这一个阶段结束了。
It is just this time is ending.
我们要开始一个永远的阶段了。
We shall begin the eternal period.
身体的结束了。
And it is the conclusion of our bodies.
魂要离开身体了。
Our souls shall depart.
到主那里去了。
They shall go to the Lord.
在耶稣里而死的人何等有福。
But how blessed are those who die in the Lord.
他卸了一切的劳苦。
They have rested from their labors.
你们在世上觉得劳苦吧？
Do you feel that you are laboring in this world?
你们觉得劳苦啊？
Do you feel you are laboring?
你们不劳苦啊？
Are you not laboring?
都觉得劳苦啊？
I think we all feel that we are laboring.
卸了一切的劳苦。
Rest from all your labors.
主公的果效一生随着他们。
And the fruit of your life shall follow you.
有一件事永远不过去的。
There is one thing that shall never pass.
为主做的工。
That which you have done for the Lord.
我们侍奉主。
As we serve the Lord.
永远不会过去的。
That will never pass.
保罗说我们为主所做的我们侍奉没有一样是突然的。
And Paul says there is none that is random that in which we have served.
都要存到永远的。
It shall all last until eternity.
今生我们所做的事都要结束的。
That which we do today shall conclude.
都到了今生结束的时候变个零了。
And when it concludes, it will be zero.
没有一件可以带到永远去的。
There's nothing you can bring with you.
只有我们活在主里面。
Only when you live in the Lord.
我们侍奉主。
As we serve the Lord.
为着主所受的劳苦。
And the labors that we labored for the Lord.
没有一件是突然的。
There is nothing that is random or by coincidence.
我们卸了劳苦。
When you rest from your labors.
一生劳工作的果效随着他们。
And the fruit of your labor shall follow you.
只有我们的侍奉是永远的。
Only your service is that which is eternal.
为着主做的是永远的。
The things that you did for the Lord.
一个暗中的奉献。
The unseen offering.
一个看不见的一个劳苦。
The unseen and hidden labor.
一个在背后的祷告。
The prayer.
我们永远跟着我们到主那里。
That was behind the scenes shall always follow you to the Lord.
主公的果效一生随着他们。
And so the fruit of their labor shall follow them.
到了十五章，他又说得胜者。
And when we come to chapter 15, it speaks of the overcomers once again. 启示
录就说一般一般的得胜者。
Revelations it has band after band of overcomers.
而这里一般得胜者。
And in this group.
他们站在玻璃海上
They are standing upon a sea of glass
手都拿着琴
And they have harps in their hands
大家赞美和敬拜
And they are praising and worshiping
这个很特别的一个名字叫玻璃海
A very special noun here the sea of glass
为什么称它为玻璃海
Why is it called the sea of glass
海开始变化了
Because the sea is changing
下面都掺杂着火焰
All that is chaotic under it.
我们就需要知道海怎么来的。
We need to know the source of the sea.
创世纪里面说到海的来源。
And in Genesis, when it speaks of where the sea came from,
海是撒旦的力量聚集的地方。
It is it is where the power of Satan is gathered.
有两章的圣经。
And there are two passages in the Bible.
以赛亚十四章。
Isaiah chapter 14.
以西结二十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 28.
特别说到撒旦的来源。
It speaks of Satan and where he came from. His
beginnings. 撒旦的本来的名字不叫撒旦。
And he did not used to be called Satan.
本来叫做 Lucifer.
He was called Lucifer.
那个 Lucifer 这个名字好名字。
It's a good name, Lucifer.
他在神面前的天使长。
He was the chief of angels.
很大的权柄。
He had great power.
也很大的能力。
He had, and he had great authority.
有一天他背叛了。
But one day he rebelled.
他为什么要背叛？
Why should he rebel?
他有预知的力量。
Because he had the gift of prophecy and foreknowing.
他看见神的儿子道成肉身了。
He saw the Son of God.
而将来所得的极大的荣耀。
The word became flesh and he saw the great glory of the Son of God.
他 嫉妒而背叛了。
And so he was jealous and he rebelled.
所以撒旦做的事啊。
And so the things that Satan does.
他最大的事。
The greatest thing.
要得到人的敬拜。
Is to gain the worship of man.
各样的宗教他们都拜神啊。
And all religions worship gods.
除他们不知道所有宗教拜的都是鬼啊。
But actually these are all demons.
撒旦在背后接受人的敬拜。
It is Satan behind these things receiving the worship of man.
在那独裁国家啊。
And in dictatorships.
基督徒为了敬拜这件事受很大的苦啊。
Christians are persecuted because of worship.
我们不拜偶像。
We don't worship idols.
像台湾是个自由国家。
Taiwan, a free country.
他们每一个礼拜一他们有个周会。
Every Monday, they have a chapel.
他们仍旧向着国父的意象要鞠躬。
And it is for the purpose of bowing to the founding fathers.
很多基督徒还是出代价受痛苦了呀。
But many Christians still pay the price.
我认得一个弟兄，他在军队里面的。
I knew a brother in the military.
军队里面就严格了。
It is very strict there.
鞠躬。
You need to bow.
他不鞠躬。
And they will call out bow.
就关禁闭。
And so he would not do it, and so he was put into the hold.
是每个礼拜一他都关禁闭。
And so every Monday he was put into the hold in the military.
在自由国家人就有拜相的事。
And so even in free countries there is idol worship.
我们绝不敬拜在神之外任何的事。
We do not worship anything other than God.
任何的人。
Or any other person.
基督徒的罪当中拜偶像是最大的罪。
And in the sins of Christians, idolatry is the greatest.
因为偶像背后是撒旦。
Because it is Satan behind the idols.
撒旦接受人的敬拜。
And Satan is receiving the worship of man.
撒旦最喜欢接受人的敬拜。
And Satan loves to receive the worship of man.
他背叛带着三分之一的天使一起背叛。
And when he rebelled, he took one third of the angels with him.
天使都有超凡的力量。
And angels, they have the supernatural power.
一下子背叛声势浩大。
And so it was a matter of life and death. It was a great issue.
神把撒旦摔到地上来。
And God threw Satan to the earth.
创世纪一章就在这里开始记的。
And Genesis 1 records this.
整个地上嘛都是深水。
And the earth was covered with water.
到了有一天神要创造万有了。
Until one day when God was creating all things.
要创造人类了。
And he was creating mankind.
神就把水分开做上下。
And God separated the waters to waters above and below.
称上面的水为天。
And the waters above were called.
称下面的水为海。
The firmament and the waters below were called the sea.
最大的撒旦的这个领袖。
And so the greatest leader, Satan,
住在空中。
Lives in the air between.
以弗所第六章保罗讲属灵的征战。
Ephesians 6, when Paul talks about spiritual battle.
这里的空中执政掌权的。
He calls it the prince of the power of the air.
那就我们飞机飞来飞过来飞过去的地方。
That's where planes fly.
我们没有看见撒旦一个魔鬼啊。
But we haven't seen Satan or demons
there. 他们是灵界。
It is in the spiritual realm.
我们的肉也看不见的。
We cannot see it with our physical eyes.
第二大的魔鬼。
The second greatest demon.
都住在海里。
He lives in the sea.
在海最深的地方。
In the abyss of the sea.
今天人类还没办法下去的地方。
A place where man cannot go yet.
在地上的跑来跑去的鬼。
And the demons that are here upon the earth.
那比较小的鬼。
They are lower in the hierarchy.
但他们的组织非常严密。
It is a very tight structure and system.
地上有魔君。
There is a king of the demons.
一层一层大小的鬼。
And then there are levels in the hierarchy in the demonic world.
神的儿女赶鬼啊。
And when the children of God, when they cast out demons,
多半都赶那个最小的鬼。
They're casting out the lowest level.
啊，那个巫灵、邪灵。
The evil spirits.
Unclean spirits.
The unclean spirits.
都是最小的鬼。
They're the lowest level.
鬼的等级很多很多。
There are many different levels.
是海市抽的全是集中的地方。
And the sea, it is where all of this is gathered.
圣经提到海，从来没有一句好话的。
And the Bible never mentions anything good about the sea.
我美国人最喜欢海了。
But as Americans, we love the beach.
我在住在洛杉矶。
I live in LA.
一到天气好的时候啊。
And on a good day.
我从 St. Gabriel 教会要开车到 Culver City 去。
And I have to drive from St. Gabriel to Culver City.
路上挤得不得了。
It's a lot of traffic.
为什么呢？人都到海边去了。
Because everyone wants to go to the beach.
他们就享受 beach.
They want to enjoy the beach.
圣经对于海没一处好的话。
But the Bible doesn't say a single good thing about the ocean.
海也涌出的可耻的美子来。
The sea will overwhelm, will be overwhelmed with its from the abyss.
而这里海开始变化了。
But here we see the sea transforming.
成为玻璃海。
It becomes a,
下面掺着火焰。
A sea of glass with flames.
最后启示录说再没有海了。
And in the end, Revelation tells us there will be no longer any sea.
海结束了。
The sea is concluded.
启示录也是本结束的书。
Revelation is a book of conclusions.
下面说再没有时间了。
And it says there is no longer any time.
时间过去了。
Time has passed.
要开始永远了。
And eternity shall begin.
时间从哪里开始的？
Where does time begin with?
在创世纪一章一节开始的。
It became in Genesis 1, it started in Genesis.
起初神创造天地。
1:1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
这个起初它有个冠词。
And here there is an article.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
到了约翰福音第一章第一节。
In John 1,
中文翻译有不同，翻译个太初。
It is also in the beginning.
这里没有 article, 没有冠词。
Yet in the Greek there is no article.
In beginning.
It says in beginning.
加个 article, 加个冠词。
But when you put in the article,
说到时间开始了。
It speaks of the beginning of time.
创造万有时间开始了。
And when God was creating all things, time began.
没有冠词，约翰福音。
In John, there is no article.
说到在永远的里面。
It is in eternity, in beginning.
时间还没有开始。
Before the beginning of time.
时间的里面。
But within time.
神来完成他的永远的计划。
God is accomplishing His eternal purpose.
有一天时间结束了。
And one day, time concludes.
启示录说再没有时间了。
Revelation says there shall no longer be any time.
所以时间很宝贵啊。
And so time is precious.
时间是神用来完成他计划的。
It is what God is using to complete His purpose.
时间也很长，对不对？
And yet time is really long.
但是我们人一生的时间不长啊。
But the days of our life, it is not long.
你能活几岁？
How many years can you live?
你能活几岁？
How many years?
你活不到两百岁。
Can you live to 200 years?
活到一百岁的人有没有？
Is there anybody here who has lived to 100 years?
我们在座弟兄姊妹没有吧？
I don't think anyone here.
活到一百岁是非常可能的。
You might live to 100, yes.
我认识个老姊妹就活到108岁。
I knew an old sister, lived to 108.
她 US 系列很有名的教授。
She used to be a well-known professor at USC.
她是你托生姊妹的同班同学同学同乡。
Classmates with Watchman's wife.
活到一百零八岁，身体好得很。
She was in good health until 108.
头脑清楚得很。
Clear-minded.
一下去接触了。
And then she went to see the Lord.
走了也很舒服。
And she left peacefully.
我们人的年龄是有限。
But our days are limited.
就活到一百零八岁还是很有限。
Even if you live to 108, that is limited.
所以神的儿女不能浪费时间的。
So children of God, do not waste your time.
保罗特别说不要浪费时间。
And Paul especially says, do not waste your time.
时间在我们身上有限。
Because time is limited.
但是将来永远里面我们所有的事。
And in eternity, the things that you will have,
都是时间里面决定的。
It is determined by your time.
时间要决定永远。
And time will determine eternity.
我们要追求主。
And so seek the Lord.
我们要侍奉主。
Serve the Lord.
我们要为主工作。
And labor for the Lord.
我们要得到永远生命。
And gain that eternal life.
要经历圣灵的经历。
And experience the Holy Spirit.
要得到永远的产业。
And gain eternal.
要争取永远的荣耀。
Inheritance and eternal glory.
这一点点的时间关系太大了。
And just a little bit of time will have such a great effect.
我们每个人的时间都有限，对不对？
Are we not all limited?
但是我们这点时间多宝贵啊！
But how precious is the time that we have?
对，我们彼此劝勉，不要浪费时间，好不好？
And so let us encourage one another. Let's not waste our time.
抓住时间来追求永远。
And grasp on to your time to pursue the eternal.
今天人在地上生活。
And today in our lives.
保罗讲了各种的罪。
And Paul, he speaks of different sins.
竞争，保罗讲的一个罪。
Competition is a sin.
美国竞争是好名字。
And but it is a good thing here in America.
美国叫竞争的国家。
We are a competitive country.
靠着竞争才进步的。
And we progress because of competition.
一个孩子没有竞争的心。
If a child does not have that heart of competition,
这个孩子很不出息的。
And then they're not going to go anywhere.
大家都竞争啊。
Everyone is competing.
教会可不要竞争啊
！But don't compete in the church.
竞争的保罗把竞争讲作罪当中一件。
Because Paul lists that as a sin.
竞争要得什么呢
？What are you trying to gain?
都得今生的事。
All you're gaining is in this life.
今生的事都带不到永远。
And the things that you gain in this life, you can't bring it into eternity.
我们若是在地上那点努力。
And all our striving in this world,
都用在主的事情上。
If we would put it into the matters of the Lord,
你一定是个很大的得胜者。
You will be a great overcomer.
大家追求主都松懈了。
But we have slackened in our pursuit of the Lord.
我看那些邪教啊。
I looked at the cults.
那佛教、回教。
Or Buddhism or Hinduism.
他们倒是拜神拜得厉害了。
They worship.
Very devoutly.
Muslims, they pray five times a day.
脸伏在地上，整个人伏在地上拜神。
Bow to the ground.
一信主了。
But once they become a Christian,
反而松懈了。
They don't do this anymore.
但有可能因为我们的主太恩典了。
Because our God is a God of too much grace, perhaps.
佛教的魔鬼那个脸都那么可怕了。
And maybe in Buddhism, the faces of their gods are so scary.
为着这些偶像有很大的奉献呢。
And so they would offer a lot to the idols.
信主了，钱都反而不拿出来了。
Once these people become Christians, they're not going to offer anymore. Because...Our God is gracious.
但你要记得损失是你自己啊。
But you have to remember, the one at a loss is yourself.
你要失掉永远里面的产业。
And you will lose your eternal inheritance.
今生我们都要努力侍奉神。
And so today we should strive to
努力追求主。
To pursue the Lord.
将来我有的都今生我得到的。
And what I have in eternity, I...Got it today.
今生没有，将来也没有。
If you don't have it today, you're not going to have it then.
差不多，今生我们知道了，我将来是个丰富的人，还是个贫穷的人。
And so you can decide today, will you be impoverished or wealthy in eternity?
到那一天完全得胜了。
And on that day when you're a victor.
这些神的儿女站在玻璃海上。
And the children of God are standing upon that sea of glass.
海开始变化了。
And the sea is changing.
我有点相信新耶路撒冷外面的火湖就是海边。
And I believe my theory is that the fiery pit outside of the New Jerusalem was transformed from the original sea.
才能站得下历代的基督徒啊。
And that's why we can, and the glassy sea, it is a great area.
站在玻璃海上。
And it can contain all the Christians.
胜过了仇敌的权势。
And they are standing there, they have overcome the power of the enemy.
手都拿着琴。
And they all have this harp in their hands.
都唱歌。
And they are singing.
我自己是个没有音乐细胞的人。
I am not musical at all.
我很喜欢音乐。
But I like music.
哪个乐器我都不会玩。
I can't play any of the instruments.
那将来这个琴我会不会弹呢
？But will I be able to play that harp that day? I worry.
我从来不 worry， 将来我不会弹琴。
I did not worry. He did not worry.
到那一天站在主面前。
That day when we stand before the Lord.
我们都拿着琴。
We all have this harp.
我们诗歌是很有名的诗啊。
And it is a famous hymn.
今有一泉，须流盈满。
We have a famous hymn, there is a fountain filled with blood.
涌自耶稣肋边。
Drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
你们知道这首诗歌吗？
Do you know this hymn?
都知道啊，他有一节、
yes.
下面有一节就说
，And there is a verse that says，
主我相信，必有一个金琴为我预备。
Lord, I believe Thou hast prepared。
虽然我是这样不配
，Unworthy though I be，
硬信白白赐给
，A golden harp prepared for me，
就是根据。 启示录十五章写的。
And that is based upon Revelation 15.
就给我们一个情。
God, the Lord will give us a heart.
那天所有弟兄姊妹，再不懂音乐的人都会弹琴。
And even if you don't play anything, you will play it on that day.
弹琴在赞美神呢。
You will play it to praise the Lord.
他们怎么赞美神呢？
But how do they praise the Lord?
他们赞美主两件事。
Two things.
你的作为。
Your works.
大哉其哉。
Great and marvelous are thy works, O God.
你的道路。
Righteous and true.
承载意载
are thy ways.
谁敢不敬畏你呢？
Who will not worship you?
赞美主的作为。
We praise the works of the Lord.
赞美主的道路。
We praise the ways of the Lord.
你得集中赞美这两件事。
And that day the praise will be focused on these two things.
什么叫做主的作为啊？
What are the works of the Lord?
主在地上的时候做了太多的事了。
Yes, Jesus did too many things here in the world.
但是有两件事是特别的。
But there are two things that are special.
主在地上神迹奇事算不了什么。
Not the miracles, the signs and wonders, that doesn't count for much. What is it?
他是什么？
Who is he? What is he?
他做的当然是神迹了。
Of course, if you know that, then of course he has miracles.
住在地上几十年。
But the years that he was here in the world.
他做的最大的事。
The greatest thing he did.
彰显神。
Is he expressed God.
在肉身里面彰显神。
In the form of man.
在人的生活里面彰显神。
Through the life of a man, he expressed God.
给两千年教会做个榜样。
He set a role, he was a role model for these 2,000 years of church.
我们活在地上。
And as we live in this world,
最大件事让主从我们身上活出来。
The greatest thing is to let Christ be lived out in you.
世人要从哪里去看见神？
How do the people of this world see God?
要到教会看见神。
They see it in the church.
世人到哪里去认识耶稣基督？
How would they know Jesus Christ?
就在我们主儿女的身上认识耶稣基督。
They would know Jesus Christ in the children of the Lord.
我们要彰显神。
We must manifest God.
我们要活出耶稣基督来。
We must live out Jesus Christ.
这是主最大件事。
This is the greatest thing.
所以他说日常每件事中他都让神彰显。
And so in everything, he allows the Lord to be expressed.
这神儿女最大的荣耀。
This is the greatest glory of the children of God.
我们能够在最小的事上
If in the smallest things,
神彰显了。
God is expressed.
叫人看见我们身上彰显的神。
And people can see God in us.
都要羡慕了。
People would envy that.
他们的神多好啊。
And how great is their God?
他身上的主多可羡慕啊。
And how beautiful is the Lord upon them?
人家都要信耶稣了。
Everyone would believe in Jesus.
那么神的儿女没有见证。
But the children of God have no witness.
在家里随便发脾气。
They lose their temper at home.
在世人中间也没有见证。
And before the people of this world, they have not a testimony.
那你带不了人信主啊。
Then no one will believe in Jesus.
人家不觉得你身上的耶稣没有什么可羡慕的嘛。
They are not envious of the Jesus in you.
就主在地上最大件事。
And so the greatest thing in this world,
彰显神。
That Jesus did was to manifest God.
第二件事。
Secondly,
主复活了。
He was resurrected.
复活的最大件事。
It is the greatest thing.
这是我们的信心。
This is our faith.
教会信什么？
What does the church believe in?
主的死很奥秘的死。
It was a mysterious death, the death of the Lord.
主的死也是个极深的生命。
And it is a, it was an extreme life.
但是死不需要人信，对不对？
But you don't have to, believe in death.
没有人不信死的。
No one doesn't believe in death.
复活才需要信。
Resurrection requires
我们信复活。
We believe in the resurrection.
我们信为复活的救主。
And we believe in the resurrected Savior.
我们侍奉为复活的主。
And we serve the resurrected Lord.
那太大的不一样了。
And it's such a great difference.
一个活的人。
And the living person.
我叫他，他会回应的。
When I call them, they respond.
我请求他，他会替我做事的。
When I request, make a request, they do something.
他是个活的救主。
He is a living savior.
他是个复活的救主。
A risen savior.
从死复活。
And he was risen from death.
死是仇敌的最大能力。
And death is the greatest power of the enemy.
希伯来书说，仗死权的魔鬼。
And Hebrews says, the devil who holds the power of death.
希伯来书二章特别说。
And chapter 2 especially says.
儿女既同有血肉之体。
As the children have taken on flesh and blood.
主也照样成了血肉之体。
So does our Lord.
我要借着死。
So that through death,
败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
He can defeat him who has the power of death, that is the devil.
主把死废掉了。
And so the Lord has done away with death.
在灵界第十五章。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
保罗说死被得胜吞灭。
Paul says death is swallowed up by victory.
这个得胜就是复活。
And this victory is the resurrection.
主被得胜吞灭。
It is swallowed up by victory.
吞灭这个字就原文就是吞。
It is a swallowing.
我们吃个东西，我们吞下去了。
When you eat something, you swallow it.
这个东西不见了。
It disappears.
被我吃掉了。
I ate it.
再没有这东西存在了。
It is no longer in existence.
主把死吞灭了。
And so the Lord, He swallows death.
这主的最大的胜。
This is the greatest victory.
只有教会有复活。
Only the church has resurrection.
其他没有一个宗教有复活的。
There is no other resurrection in any religion.
主复活的最大的事。
And it is the greatest thing that the Lord was risen.
从死里复活。
And he was risen from the dead.
才开始了的浩大救恩啊。
And then this great salvation began.
主借着复活。
And through by resurrection.
把他永远的生命赐给我们。
His eternal life is given to us.
所以我们神的儿女与世人不同。
And so the children of God is different from people of the world.
从生命里面不同。
We are different from our basic life.
两个不同的生命。
Two different lives.
是不是这样？
Is it not so?
全世界整的儿女跟世人不一样。
The children of God all over the world are different than the people of this world, no?
因为我们有永远生命。
Because we have this eternal
主复活
life. And the Lord, He was risen.
吞灭死亡。
He swallowed death.
保罗就基督复活夸胜。
And so Paul declares his triumph.
是啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？
Over death, he says, Oh death, where is thy power?
死的权势就是罪。
The power of death is sin.
罪的权势就是律法。
And the power of sin is the law.
感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
我们靠着我们的主耶稣基督夸胜。
We are more than conquerors by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们神的儿女不是不会死。
It is not that the children of God don't die.
我们死是很大的不同。
But it is a very different death.
这是我们神的儿女最后一个见证就是死。
This is our final testimony.
我们对死是跨过一个门槛。
It's just crossing over a threshold, death.
我要去更好的地方了。
I'm going to somewhere better.
我要开始第二阶段了。
I am starting the second segment of my life.
这个阶段何等短暂。
And this first one was so short.
第二阶段才是永远的。
The second is an eternity.
我看本科学杂志。
I like to read these science journals.
我每期都看。
I read every single one.
我上一期看那个特别宝贵。
I really like the last volume.
这科学家呀，讲起我的话来了。
This scientist, he's saying things I should be saying.
他说好多证据啊。
He has a lot of proofs.
人死了好多天他又。回来了。
That people who have been dead for many days, they came back.
他又活过来了。
They came to life.
他写了好多的证据。
He wrote down his convincing proofs.
他说这就是基督徒所讲的。
He said this is the thing that Christians may be referring to. 可能那科学家
并不是基督徒。
But this scientist was not a Christian.
他只是讲他所看见的事。
He is just saying the things that he saw.
有的人回来了，他这几天短短几天，他看见了更美的事。
And there are some people who they return and they saw beautiful things.
他说去的地方比原来的地方 much better, 好的太多了。
The place that they had gone to was much better than the original place.
其实我在好多年以前
了。Many years ago.
我就是收罗见证。
I started to collect testimonies.
我收罗十二个见证。
I got up to 12.
一个人的魂出去了。
When the soul leaves the body.
他真的死了。
They're dead.
又回来了。
But they came back.
有的人过了一天回来。
When, some people after one day.
有的人过了几天才回来。
And there was some that were, it was after a few days.
收录了十二个见证。
There were 12 of these testimonies.
这里启示录说，第一次的死，第二次的死。
And so Revelation tells us there's a first death and a second death.
第一次的死，身体的死。
The first death is just the body.
魂离开身体了。
The soul leaves the body.
第二次的死。
The second death.
是魂的死。
It is the death of the soul.
那是最可怕的。
It is terrible.
主耶稣常常说到永生永死。
And Jesus often mentions the eternal life or the eternal death.
永死，永尝死味。
And eternal death is eternally tasting death.
那是魂要受的刑罚了。
That is the punishment for the soul.
我们神的儿女最后的见证就是跨过死亡门槛。
And for the children of God, our last testimony is crossing over that threshold.
有的弟兄姊妹跨得真荣耀。
Some brothers and sisters, they cross over it so gloriously.
我在大学读书的时候。
When I was in college.
有一个学生啊。
There was a student.
他在交大读书的。
And this was in the university there.
我们跟他传福音，他得救了。
And we preach a gospel to him, and he became a Christian. He was very ill.
他得救之后不久就过去了。
He passed away not long after becoming a Christian.
我心里最着急的是他得救了没有啊。
And I was so worried, was he really saved?
等我赶去啊，他已经过去了。
But when I got to his bedside, he was passed away.
他的家人和四位的人都给我做见证。
But his family, those around, told me.
我们弟兄临走的时候。
That when our brother passed away.
他信主那么短的日子。
Such a short time he had been a Christian.
他也不懂得怎样祷告。
He didn't know how to pray.
他只说一句话。
He only said one thing.
主，我感谢你。
He said, Lord, I thank you.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
一直说主，我感谢你。
And he said continuously.
主，我看见你了。
Lord, I thank you. Until suddenly he said, Lord, I see you.
好不好？
Is that not good?
他是很大的夸胜。
That is a great victory.
在信主没有两个月。
2 months of being a Christian.
我们对是跨一个门槛。
And so for death, it is just crossing over a threshold. We are just entering a second stage. It is an eternal stage.
死在耶稣何等美好，何等有福。
How blessed and how beautiful it is to die in the Lord.
所以布利海上的群众。
And so the crowd on the
crossing sea. 赞美主的诸位。
They are praising the works of the Lord.
你的作为大哉奇哉。
Great and marvelous are thy works.
主的最大的作为就是复活。
And the greatest work is this resurrection.
他们也赞美主的道路。
And they praise his ways.
你的道路奇诚哉义哉。
Just and true are thy ways, O Lord.
什么主的道路？
So you need to walk on the way of the Lord.
全世界的交通也非常发达。
And right now, transportation is very advanced in the world.
我可以在任何时候去全世界任何地方。
I can go anywhere in the world at any time now.
太方便了。
Very convenient.
所有的路。
And all the roads.
都是横的路。
They all are horizontal.
你们看见直的路啊。
Do you see any, road that goes straight up, vertical?
见过直的路没有？
Have you seen a vertical road?
没有见过直的路啊。
I don't think so.
只有我们主耶稣的道路
But only the way of Jesus
从地通天的道路
goes from earth to heaven
主给我们辟出一条路来
He opened this way
这条路一直达到神那里
And it goes all the way to God
主说我是道路
He says I am the way
主自己的一生分九个阶段
There are 9 different segments of the Lord's life
每一个阶段都成了我们的救恩
And every segment is our salvation
第一是道成肉身
And the first is the word became flesh.
第二是地上的生活。
And the second is our life on earth.
第三是十字架。
The third is the cross.
第四是埋葬。
The fourth is the burial.
第五是复活。
The fifth is the resurrection.
第六复活之后四十天在地上。
And the sixth, the 40 days here on the earth after the resurrection.
第七是升天。
And the seventh is the ascension.
第八是进入荣耀。
And the eighth is to enter into glory.
第九是回来。
And the ninth is to return.
主还要再来。
The Lord is returning.
一生九个阶段。
And in his whole life there are 9 different segments.
对于神的儿子没有意义。
It's meaningless to the Son of God.
他成为一个人。
But when he became a man.
完全这个道成肉身和人的样式。
And he became the word became flesh.
那就很大的意义。
This has great significance.
九个阶段是我们的浩大救恩。
It is our great salvation, these 9 segments.
从伯利恒降生。
From his descending into Bethlehem.
他带了一个完全新的生命。
It is a new life.
神和人联合的生命。
And a life for God and man are united.
一步往前走。
And step by step it goes
forward. 到橄榄山升天。
And when he ascends from Canaan.
进入荣耀。
He goes into glory.
他在宝座。
And he is on the throne.
有一天再要回来。
And he will return.
救恩九阶段。
And the nine segments.
就是我们的浩大救恩。
It becomes our great salvation.
这是主的道路。
This is the way of the Lord.
我们这一生要走主的道路。
We should walk on the way of the Lord.
这叫直的路。
It's a vertical path.
这是从地到天的路。
From earth to heaven.
主为我们开辟了一条道路。
And the Lord has opened this way for us.
主也留下美好脚踪。
And he has left good footsteps for us.
叫我们都能跟随主。
And so that we can all follow the Lord.
今生走主的道路。
And today we would follow the way of the Lord.
你们有没有走主的道路？
Are you walking on the way of the Lord?
对不对？
I think you all are.
在家里面走主的道路。
At home.
在做事的地方走主的道路。
In your offices.
在我们为难的时候走主的道路。
When you're having difficulty.
当我们最最痛苦的时候走主的道路。
And when you're in your most suffering.
主耶稣开辟的道路。
The Lord opened this way.
到一天我们都站在玻璃海上。
Until one day we are standing on the sea of
glass. 赞美两件事。
We praise two things.
你的作为。
Great and marvelous.
大哉其哉。
Are thy works, O Lord.
你的道路。
Just and true
成在义在
is thy way.
谁敢不敬畏你？
Who would not praise you?
不把荣耀归给你名呢？
And who would not glorify thy name?
前些日子
A few days, some time ago,
我们洛杉矶一个最年长的同工被主接去了。
Our oldest co-worker in Los Angeles was received by the Lord.
一个姊妹
A sister.
他家里几个女儿啊
She has a few daughters.
每天给我打电话。
They called me every day.
告诉他们我妈妈怎么样了，怎么样了。
And would give me a report. This was before she died. How
about their
mom? And finally,
他说妈妈想跟你讲两句话。
And they finally they said, my mom wants to speak to you.
我说好极了。
I said great.
我就听我们的姊妹最后几句话了。
So I heard her last words.
她末了她在祷告。
She was praying.
那他声音太低了。
But her voice was so soft.
我听不见。
Couldn't really hear it.
我自己耳朵也不好。
And I'm a little hard of hearing.
哎，听不见。
I couldn't hear her.
最后我听见最后一句话了。
But I've heard her last phrase.
最后一句话是荣耀归主名。
The last thing she said is glory to God's name.
我好了好了，姊妹，够了够了。
And I said enough.
荣耀归主名。
Glory to God.
现在你从里面祷告，不要再出声祷告了。
Just pray within your heart now. You don't have to say anything.
主要接你走了。
The Lord is going to receive you soon.
走得很荣耀。
And it was a glorious departure.
我们战胜最后一次战役了。
And our last battle.
要跨死的门槛了。
Is to walk over, cross the threshold of death.
最后是见证了。
And it is the final testimony.
主的道路留给我们。
The Lord has left us this way for
him. 你的道路成在义在。
And it is great and marvelous. It is just and true.
主道路最实在了。
It is very practical as well.
我们今天彼此劝勉好不好？
Let us encourage one another.
大家走主的道路。
Walk the way of the Lord.
大家都赞美主的复活。
And praise his resurrection.
活出复活基督。
And live out the risen Christ.
一同跟随耶稣基督的脚踪
and follow the footsteps of Christ.
这是要从地到天的道路
and this is the way that goes from earth to heaven.
到了十九章
we come to chapter 19.
被请赴羔羊婚宴的人有福了
blessed are those who have been invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb.
到了羔羊婚宴了
we've come to the wedding feast of the Lamb.
一切工作完成了
all work is done.
新妇就是教会到了最后的命运了
And a bride, this is when it comes to the last.
主把教会做成熟了。
It is the maturing church.
所有老旧天然生命都被割除了。
And all that is natural in your life is cut off.
教会长到基督丰满身量了。
And Christ, the church has grown into the full stature of Christ.
教会最后荣耀的命运。
And the last glorious destiny of the church.
在21章，天使特别告诉约翰。
In chapter 21, the Angel tells John,
我要把新妇
I shall show you,
就是羔羊的妻
that is the bride of the Lamb,
指给你看
and I will show it to you.
约翰一看看见新耶路撒冷城
and when John opened his eyes, he saw the new Jerusalem.
新妇说到教会的生命
And the bride, it speaks of the
羔羊的妻是到教会的道路
The life of the church and the wife, the bride of the Lamb
新耶路撒冷
是的
掌权和管理
And the New Jerusalem is the authority
新耶路撒冷也形容那个幸福的伟大
And the New Jerusalem is just describing how great is this bride
但是主正在做预备的工作
But the Lord is doing this preparation work
十九章说幸福自己预备好了
And in chapter 19 it says the bride has been prepared
主快来了
The Lord is almost here
主现在正在跟全世界在预备基督的幸福
He is preparing the bride of Christ throughout the world today
一般的弟兄姊妹都已经睡了
And class upon class of brothers and sisters
他们都有了他们的定局了
They have reached their destiny.
我们的定居还我们还没有定。
We are not there yet.
我们还在地上走路。
We are still walking in this
world. 还有机会。
We still have opportunity.
我们还能够悔改。
We still have opportunity to repent.
还能够回转到主耶稣这里来。
To return to the Lord.
对着我们要活出你的生命。
And so we should walk, express His life.
我们要走你的道路。
We should walk the way of the Lord.
我这个题目忘记讲了
And I forgot to tell you
羔羊要征战
And here it is the battle of the lamb
而羔羊同伴和羔羊一同征战
And the companions of the lamb they are battling with
羔羊同伴是哪怎样般人呢
And what kind of people are his companions
梦兆备选有忠心的人和羔羊一同得胜
Those who are called chosen and faithful
梦兆就是梦神的呼召
They are called by God
被选被圣灵所选上
Chosen by the Spirit
忠心向着耶稣基督又忠心
Faithful to Christ
所三而一的神的经历
And this is experience of the triune God
梦神的呼召
Called by God
从世界出来
We are called out of this world
从自己出来
Called out of ourselves
从一切不是主的事出来
And called out of all that is not the Lord
我们要去有最荣耀的目标
And we have a glorious destiny
我们要和主要带领众子进荣耀
And the Lord is leading many sons unto glory
我们的前面目标是荣耀
Our destiny is glory
这个呼召多大
How great is His calling
神呼召了我们
God called us
圣灵选上了我们
And the Spirit chose us
在我们上打上印记
And He sealed us with His seal
我们活在地上是神的儿女
And those of us who are in this world
我们有圣灵印记的人
We have the seal of the Spirit
圣灵把我们选中了
And the Spirit chose us
为什么选上我们呢
Why did He choose us
是不是我特别好
Is it because I'm especially good
是不是我们特别好
Is it
不是
No
我刚得救啊
When I first became a Christian
有一次我走在上海的南京路上
I was walking on the street Nanjing Road
这个南京路是人山人海啊
It was packed
现在他们这条路啊不准开汽车
And now this thoroughfare has been cut off for
人太挤了
for it's only for
那天我走在,
pedestrians
走在路上
But that day I was walking
啊，是为千千万万的人啊
Tens of thousands of people around me
忽然我想几个人蒙恩像我这样
Suddenly I felt how many are blessed as I am
神为什么在千万人中拣选了我
And out of all these people why did God choose me
我没有一样好处
I have nothing that is good
可能这些人很多人都比我强啊
Many of these are better than I
比我好啊
They are, have done better
但是神拣选了我
Yet God chose me
这是神的大恩典
This is the great grace of God and the great mercy of God.
我站在那里流泪啊。
And I stood still and wept.
主，我赞美你。
Lord, I praise you.
在千万人中，你选了我。
Amongst the multitude, you chose me.
我是一个不好的人。
I am a terrible person.
我是个卑微的人。
I am a pitiful person.
你为什么拣选我？
Why did you choose me?
我到了借主才能明白，现在不明白。
I'll understand one day when I see the Lord.
但圣灵把我们选上了。
But the Spirit chose me.
有忠心
and then we need to be faithful
向着耶稣基督有忠心
and we need to be faithful to Christ
我们这一生就是个征战
it is a battle all our lives
打完这一仗
and after this battle,
我们都要和主一同到荣耀了。
We shall go with the Lord to glory.
我们的前途是荣耀。
Our destiny is glory.
我们的目标是荣耀。
Our goal is glory.
教会是基督的心腹。
And the church is the bride of Christ.
教会是羔羊的妻。
And the church is the bride of the Lamb.
羔羊妻特别说到道路。
It is the way, that is the Lamb.
我们都向着荣耀去。
Let us all go towards glory.
今天我们彼此劝勉。
But let us encourage one another today.
我们好好的要彰显主。
Let us live out Christ.
个人站在个人的岗位彰显主。
You and your post.
我们每个人都要走主的道路。
And let us all walk the way of the Lord.
主的道路有的时候不太好走。
It's hard to walk sometimes.
彼此劝勉。
But let us encourage each other.
彼此扶持。
And let us support one another.
彼此大家一起的帮助。
And let us all help one another.
一同走主的道路。
Walk the way of the Lord together.
我们再唱六百五十八首。
Let us sing hymn 658 again.
起来，起来，为耶稣。
Stand up for Jesus.